Today's scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 28-36. We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我用啟應的方式,先用英文來讀,再自我先用中文來讀.
Luke, chapter 9, verse 28. Now about 8 days after these sayings, he took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying,
the appearance of face was clouded, his clothing became dazzling white.
And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah.
Here in glory and spoke of his departure, which is about to come back to Jerusalem.
Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him.
And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's good that we are here. Let's make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he said.
As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud.
And the voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him.
36 together. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen.
我们用中文来读, 是路加福音第9章28至36节，用启应的方式来读。 说了这话以后，约有8天， 耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。 忽然由摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话。彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。 说这话的时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进了云彩里就惧怕。 我一同读第36节，声音住了，就见耶稣一人在那里。当那些日子，门徒不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉人。God
bless the readers and hearers of his word.
愿神祝福讲啊同埋听嘅。
At this time, the children may be quietly dismissed to children's worship downstairs.
小朋友喺下边嚟到做个儿童嘅崇拜。
The title of Pastor Wilson Cheng's message, The Majestic Jesus.
今日陈牧师讲嘅题目就系话基督圣容。 We're in the midst of the season of Lent and approaching Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday.
我们跟着会迎接这个中树节和复活节。And
so I'd like to touch upon a passage here that is very familiar with many of you.
我希望今天看一段经文,其实跟大家来说都很熟悉的。And
I think you know, if you are familiar with this passage, that it's alluding to the fact that Jesus Christ is the glory of God.
今天我们看一段经文告诉我们耶稣基督就是神的荣耀。
And as the book of Hebrews says, as you can see on this first slide, thanks so much, Noel, that Jesus is the express image of God's person. Hebrews 1:3, the first part, says, He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the, as the ESV says, exact imprint of His nature.
如果你在希伯来书第一章第三节那里，他说耶稣是什么？他说他就是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真像。
You see, Jesus is the absolute, unique, final essence of God.
耶稣就是那个绝对，和那个是独特，和最后的那个神那个的真义。
You see, Jesus claims that himself. The Bible claims that. And now Luke is telling us that.
耶稣是这样讲他自己，圣经又这样说他，而在路加福音这里他也这样讲。
This is very significant because the disciples had a paradigm of glory that was utterly different than what Jesus had in mind.
在这里我们可以看见门徒他在他心目中看的那个荣耀，和耶稣那个荣耀是很不同的那个看法。
You see, the disciples believed that the main problem in life was all the human injustices of the world.
门徒会觉得在人的生命里最大的问题就是人类里面的不公平。
And so they were anticipating a Savior, a Messiah who would redeem the people of God politically, militarily.
所以在他们想象中，这个尼赛亚来到，就是要怎样去拯救神的子民，就是在这个政治上面。
And this is why there was an initial disconnect between Jesus and what he was teaching disciples. Again, he was teaching them 24-7, basically, right, for a couple of years. Disconnect, right, of what's he doing?
所以你会看见在开头的时候，当耶稣去教导这些门徒，虽然他同着门徒一日24小时，日日在一起的时候，但是好像门徒对于耶稣的教训，他们不能够明了得到。
For Jesus Christ comes and says this to the disciples and to the world. The main problem is not those oppressors.
因为耶稣告诉他们，人的最大的问题就不是那些逼人的人。
But I've addressed a bigger problem, the human heart. I've come to address the waywardness of the human heart.
我来到要去针对看到的就是人的那个心，人那个的远离神那个心。
Because according to Jesus, the main problem is not human injustice, though that is a big problem.
因为在耶稣的看法就是，虽然人类里面那个不公平是一个大问题，但是这个不是那个主要的问题，耶稣要去针对。
The biggest problem is the alienation between yourselves and Almighty God.
最大的问题就是我们和神那个隔离的那个问题。
And therefore, the Messiah who comes is going to come in a countercultural way, in an upside down way, according to the world.
所以尼赛亚的来到，如果根据人的睇法嚟讲嘅时候，就好似咧系佢哋所期望嘅啱啱嘅相反。
Because he comes to lose, he comes to serve, he comes to suffer, he comes to die.
因为尼赛亚嚟到系乜嘢？佢系要嚟服侍，佢要舍弃，佢要受苦，同埋要受死。
Imagine living a perfect righteous life like Jesus does, and then he gets executed like a criminal. Like a criminal.
你想象下耶稣基督他过一个完全义的生活，但是他被处死，就好像一个罪犯咁样。
And the scene before us here in Luke 9, which also appears in Matthew 17 and Mark 9, is called the Transfiguration.
我们今天看见在路加福音第九章，其实在马太福音17章和马可福音第九章里面都看见，在这里讲到耶稣那个的登山变像。
And so what does this text have for us today? What is it telling us?
今天我们看一段经文告诉我们什么呢？
Well, it speaks to the truth that Jesus Christ is redefining for all time what glory is.
在这里给我们看见耶稣基督他给我们一个更加新的定义，就是荣耀究竟是什么。
And why is that important to understand?
为什么这么重要我们要去明白呢？
Because when you understand personally what Jesus has done for you, when you understand the glory of his weakness, you finally begin to worship.
因为如果你明白，你好亲个人嘅嚟到去明白到耶稣基督同埋佢喺佢软弱里边嘅嗰个荣耀嘅时候，你先可以开始嘅嚟到去学到敬拜神。
See, to put it in a pithy way, worship is the truth of God beginning to shine.
敬拜系乜嘢？敬拜就系话咧，神嘅嗰个真理开始闪耀出嚟。
See, is your heart singing?Are you shining? Is this truth of God shining? Shining in you.
在这个的歌唱那里，你看见神的真理是闪耀出来。
Because worship calls us to respond. Respond to God's glory. Respond to his weightiness. Respond to his ultimate significance.
敬拜是什么？就是呼召我们要去回应神的荣耀，神的真理，神的终极的意义。
See, the key for us, among many other things, to understand in the Transfiguration is the transformation. The understanding of transforming. Jesus come to transform glory.
在这个登山变像里面，去改变我们的看法，就是让我们明白到荣耀，神的荣耀，耶稣基督的荣耀是什么。
Because Jesus' glory will come as the suffering servant, self-sacrificing love.
因为耶稣基督的荣耀是什么？他来到就是一个牺牲的一个仆人 的形象，他讲到他牺牲的爱。
I know there's a lot to unpack in this passage, and again, I'm not going to get into a lot of it here, because I only have 20 minutes. 20 minutes for the translator, 20 minutes for the message, 40 minutes, right?
因为呢，我们只有20分钟的讲到，所以呢，我只可以将一些的一些重要的东西来到去讲出来。
But Jesus' transformation is a tangible sign for us.
耶稣基督的变像是可以一个很实质的给我们看到一个标志。
Because Jesus will rise. He will rise to shine in a resurrection body.
我们看到的就是耶稣基督会是升起来，当他复活的时候，他的复活的身体是一个荣耀的身体。
He will eventually ascend back to heaven in majesty.
他最终会就是升到上天上，是满有这个尊荣。
But first, he has to be humiliated.
但是首先他是被他要被谦卑下来。
He has to be crucified.
他被钉死。
You see, he has to suffer first.
他先被受苦。
So I'd like this morning for you to notice here one thing in particular. What were they talking about? You have the glorified Moses, the glorified Elijah, and now the glorified Jesus, as the disciples are observing this, seeing glimpses of the veil that's being pulled back between heaven and earth. And so, what are they talking about?
当我们在这里看见这个满有荣耀的摩西、以利亚和耶稣 在这个云彩里面的时候，究竟他们在说什么东西呢？
In fact,It's emphasized even greater in verse 35, where the same subject is emphasized as God's glory cloud comes down upon them, engulfing them. Verse 35, girls, if you don't mind, if you go back to 35, it says, And a voice came out of the cloud, God's voice saying, This is my son, my chosen one, listen to him.
如果在第35节那里，你会看见他说到是由神的荣耀的云彩落到来环绕着他们，还有有声音在云彩里面说，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
You know, Moses and Elijah, they've been gone for centuries.
摩西和以利亚他们已经离开了，死去了很多世纪了。
But now they're appearing, they're very much alive and safe in the hands of God.
但是现在呢，他们好像是全活着这样，很安全在神的手里面。
Again, there's a lot there, but I want to focus in on what they're talking about.
在这里呢，我想呢特别呢去看究竟他们在这里谈什么呢？
Yes, they are sharing in the glory.
没错，他们都在荣耀当中。
Yes, they have an eternal relationship with God and with God's Son Jesus, right?
他们跟神和神的儿子有这个永恒的关系。
But they're not just standing there.
但是他们只是站在那里。
They're not just standing there, appearing glorious. What are they doing?
他们只是站在那里，很满有荣耀。
They're having a very serious conversation. About what?
他们有一个很严肃的对话, 讲紧什么呢?
The gospel.
他们讲紧福音.
They're having a serious discussion about the plan of salvation. The gospel.
他们在讲紧这个救恩的计划, 讲紧这个福音.
See, that should tell us something. Why? Of all things to talk about. Why? Are they talking about the gospel?
为什么他们要在这里讲这些呢?
God's plan of salvation.
为什么在这里要讲神的救恩的救赎的计划呢?
And one particular thing they were talking about, one word you can, that sticks out. Did you notice that in verse 30 and 31?
在第30、31节那里，他们特别讲到有一样东西，你看不到那个字是什么字，特别有一个字他们讲到的。
And behold, two men were talking with him, right? Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory, right? We just mentioned that. And spoke of what? His departure.
在第31节那里，他讲到摩西和以利亚都在跟耶稣说话，他们在荣耀里面显现，谈论耶稣去世的事。
Which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. What departure?
他说就是他在耶路撒冷将要成就的事。那他讲到这个去世的事是什么事呢?
What departure is he talking about? What departure do they have in mind?
在英文字departure那个字，他是讲离去。 究竟在他们心目中，他们讲耶稣基督离去这个字是什么意思呢?
Well, it's a particular word that's used later by Peter in 2 Peter 1:15. It's the Greek word exodus.
这个离去或者是departure这个字，在彼得后书讲到的时候，他用这个字的时候，就是讲到出埃及的意思。
Moses and Elijah talking about the exodus of Jesus, his death, his departure.
摩西和以利亚在这里就是讲关于耶稣去世死的这件事，他离去的那件事。
See, departure there is the key word, because what's the exodus in the Old Testament? The Old Testament story of salvation.
咁如果睇嚟去呢个exodus呢个出埃及呢个字嘅时候，喺旧约里边，佢讲到嘅话，就系讲到呢一个一个嘅救赎。
Right? If you know your Old Testament, it's Israel's exodus, right? God's people, Israel's exodus out of slavery from Egypt. They've been enslaved by the Egyptians.
咁佢讲到就话喺旧约里边嘅时候，佢讲到呢啲嘅以色列人，佢哋点样嘅由埃及里边被拯救出嚟。
And Moses knew something about that, right? He was chosen by God to lead them out.
咁摩西当时就系被神嚟到去选出嚟，嚟到去带呢班嘅以色列人出埃及。
But what they were talking about, Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, they were talking about a newer, greater deliverance.
摩西和以利亚和耶稣讲紧一啲咩？就系讲紧一个更大嘅一个嘅救赎
that would finally deliver God's people from the slavery of sin.
系将神嘅子民点样由罪里边嚟到去拯救出嚟
that would lead them to the ultimate promised land.
而将他们带到去一个终极的应许之地,
lead them to glory.
将他们带到去荣耀里面,
and Jesus would accomplish this for them through his exodus.
耶稣基督就是透过他的死, 好像一个出埃及的工作一样, 来到去完成他这个工作。
See, Moses and Elijah, just like every Old Testament saint, they were looking forward to this because they needed the plan of salvation too, right?
摩西和以利亚亦都好像其他的圣徒一样，他们都需要这个，他们需要耶稣基督。Just
like us, they needed to be saved by God's grace through faith in a Messiah, in a Savior.
他们和我们一样，都需要是直接相信这个弥赛亚来到去得救。
And Jesus is going to accomplish that for them by going to the cross, through his death, through ushering in the exodus.
耶稣基督他就会是透过去到这个十字架里面, 去成就这个救赎，这个拯救。
They're mulling over, pondering, having a serious discussion on the gospel.
他们就在这样去谈，来到去思量这个对话。
They were talking about what God was going to accomplish through the death and resurrection of Jesus.
他们在这里讲怎样的去藉着耶稣基督的死和复活，来到去完成这个工作。
Right, that forgiveness of sins that they needed and we need.
这个他们和我们都需要的就是罪得赦免。
That precious promise that they had and that we need of eternal life.
呢个宝贵嘅应许就系呢个永恒嘅生命，佢哋需要嘅，我哋都需要。
And why do I emphasize this? It's because we ought to have a fascination just like them, a fascination of the depth of the gospel.
点解我要提到呢一样嘢咧？就系我哋都要好似佢哋咁样样嚟到去能够睇到呢一个福音嘅呢一个嘅深度。
Because what Jesus accomplished.In his exodus is worth a lifetime of study.
因为耶稣基督他所完成的这个出埃及的工作是值得透我们一生来到去很小心的来到去研读。
For that's the only thing that's going to lead to an eternity of joyful praise.
因为是唯有是这样东西才可以带领我们去到一个永恒的喜乐和赞美。
Now it's hardly surprising that Peter got it wrong.
那在这里你可能好难能够明白到点解彼得去误解咗。
Peter got this transfiguration, this majestic scene wrong.
彼得佢只系去睇见咁荣耀嘅呢一个变象，但系佢错误嘅嚟到去明白。
The response is wrong. The wrong response to Jesus, right? And the transfiguration.
你会睇见彼得佢嗰个嘅回应咧系完全嘅错误嘅。
See, left to ourselves, we're just like Peter. All different kind of ideas aboutWho Jesus is and how to worship Him, we get confused.
其实如果是俾我哋嚟讲嘅时候，好多时候我哋都可能都好似彼得咁样，我哋咧会就算系睇见咁，我哋咧都会有好多错误嘅理解对耶稣。
Again, I can't get into the details of these three tents and all that he's constructing here, but we need more than our human perspective.Of who Jesus is and His person and work, right?
所以当我哋咧要去认识耶稣同埋耶稣嘅工作嘅时候，我哋要咧需要系多过净系我哋从人嘅嗰个角度嚟到去睇神。
We've heard from the disciples, but what does God the Father actually say about Jesus here?
冇错，我哋听见门徒佢系点样讲，但系喺呢度父神佢点样讲咧？佢点样讲耶稣咧
？Verses 34 and 35.
你34、35节嗰个讲
，As He That's referring to Peter, was saying these things, a cloud came, right? And overshadowed them. And they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him.
咁咧，当彼得佢话第34节嘅佢，彼得佢话说话嘅时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们。他们进入云彩里就惧怕。有声音从云彩里出来说：这是我的爱，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
You see, there's a great manifestation here in this scene, right? Divine glory coming down.
喺呢度俾我哋睇见咧，有一个神嗰个荣耀咧彰显出嚟。
And notice now, you know, now they're awake.Now that suddenly it's like lightning coming down, you know, there's a splendor that's before them. Now they're finally awake.
咁嗱，你睇见啲门徒咧，佢而家终于醒过嚟啦。佢睇见啊，神嘅云彩。
You see, this glorious cloud has come down upon them from God, right? God's presence enveloping them, Jesus and the prophets, perhaps even the disciples, right?
咁咧，神嗰个满有荣耀嘅云彩落到嚟，佢冇错，佢唔单止系围盖住摩西、以利亚、耶稣，咁亦都系喺嗰啲嘅门徒里边。
It's nothing less than the glory of God, and what are they doing? They're shaking. They're shaking.
当我哋见咧呢咁荣耀嘅时候，啲门徒点啊？佢哋喺度好震惊。
Right, they're shaking in fear.
佢哋喺度话惧怕。
Just like the other.Manifestations of God's glory coming down, like Moses saw as God descended on the tabernacle, Exodus 40.
就好似等于喺出埃及记第40章，当神嘅荣耀临到去呢一个约柜嘅时候咁样。
They were seeing what Solomon saw when God's presence filled Israel's house of worship in 2 Chronicles 7.
或者咧，啲人好震惊，当佢咧系喺所罗门嗰个时间，佢哋见到神嚟到去圣殿里边。
They were seeing what Ezekiel saw, rising from the temple on the wings of a cherubim in Ezekiel 10.
或者佢哋当佢见到咧神咧点样咧喺圣殿里边咧系升上去坐喺基路帕嘅翼上面。
It's not just some fog or mist that's coming down. It's a radiant cloud, the visible revealing of God's majesty, His invisible majesty.
佢哋睇见咧神嗰个荣耀嚟到嘅时候，佢哋见到神嗰个嘅尊荣。
Not only does it engulf them, right? The cloud alone is a voice now. a voice speaking to them.
佢哋唔单止喺呢一个充满荣耀嘅云彩里边，佢哋仲听见有声音临到佢哋。
Right, and he and the voice is saying, "It's my chosen one, the one whom you need, and you must what?" Listen, it says. Listen to him.
咁啊，声音咧话俾你听咧，呢个系我所选拣选嘅，你哋要听佢。
So let me ask you this: Are you listening to God?
我想问下你，你究竟有冇听到神讲对你讲说话咧
？Are you digesting the gospel regularly?
你有冇好经常嘅嚟到去系去明白去消化呢一个嘅福音咧
？You know, other parts of the Bible speak to this. The angels long. In 1 Peter 1:12, the angels long to look at the gospel. The angels.
在圣经里面不同的地方譬如好像在彼得前书上他都讲到他说天使他们都渴慕这个的福音
You see, Moses and Elijah had been long gone, right? Prior to the scene, but they're pondering, they're discussing, they're digesting the gospel.
摩西和以利亚他们都已经逝去了很久但在这里他讲到什么他说他们还在这里思量他们在这里讨论还有在这里来去吸收这个的福音
See, this is the only way thatYour worship is going to be transformed into a spiritual reality.
呢个系唯一嘅方法咧，你可以咧将你嗰个嘅敬拜咧系真系转到系一个属灵嘅现实现象。
See, God's greatness has to be real to you. God's greatness has to be real to you in order for you to respond to Him, in order for you to truly worship Him.
如果你要真系去真真正正嘅去敬拜神，去回应神嘅时候，神嗰个嘅伟大要喺你身上边，你系。你是经历到是真实的。
Why are the disciples asleep?
为什么啲门徒瞓着觉呢
Don't they know like this is God's son?
他们不知道耶稣是神的儿子吗
According to the text, to the mountain, high mountaintop, to pray, right? They're asleep.
他这里讲到耶稣将带这几个门徒去到这个山上面来到是什么是同埋去祈祷嘛。
Because prior to the awakening here, they're asleep.Because it's not real to them. God's not real to them.
他在这里讲到他说当门徒醒过来之前他们是什么的他们是睡着觉。因为好像对他们来讲这些都不真实的。
But when they experience the shining splendor of Jesus, they wake up.
但当他经历到耶稣基督的荣耀的光辉的时候他们醒过来。
Let me give you a definition of worship here, because again, this is what it's talking about here. This has to connect to truly worship. Worship is when things you might believe become real.
咁敬拜系乜嘢咧？呢个敬拜嗰个定义就系话到喺敬拜当中就系你所相信嘅嗰啲嘢系成为真实。
God's gospel truths begin to shine.
神嗰个福音嘅真理开始闪耀出嚟。
You see some type of radiance from it.
你会睇见喺当中有啲荣光出嚟。
It truly changes you.
而系改变。而喺由里边至外边嘅嚟到去，你系被改变。
See, worship is waking up. The spiritual reality is waking up.
敬拜系咩？就喺、是、你嗰个属灵嘅光景里边，你醒悟过嚟。
That's why I think one of the reasons why Luke includes the physical actual happening of sleep here. It's a perfect illustration, right?
我想呢路加在这里特别讲到呢他说不瞒他们睡觉的时候呢其实在这里呢我想是有一个好有个原因为什么他要这样讲的。
Right, some of you say, I believe God has forgiven me.
有些人他说呢我相信神去饶恕我。
But how come you can't forgive yourself?
但是为什么你不能够去饶恕你自己呢
Why is it you struggle with that? You can't you beat yourself up daily.
点解有阵时你每一日都喺度喺你自己里边嚟到去有挣扎咧
？You sought help out, but it doesn't help. You still are suffering from this weak self-image, right? Why?
你咧喺你嗰个咧好弱嘅自我形象里边咧嚟到去去挣扎。
Because what you're saying is, I believe God has forgiven me.But it's not real.
因为如果你系咁嘅时候咧，你就系话俾你听，哦，我相信神咧系去饶恕我嘅。不过对我嚟讲，好似系唔系咁真实。
Here's another example of how practical this is. Somebody says, "I'm just scared. I'm terribly afraid of the future. What's going to happen?"
咁譬如我俾个例，另外一个例子就系话咧，有人话，啊，我真系好惊啊，我唔知道咧，喺我将来会系点样样。
That person says, "I believe in God."
咁呢个人话，我相信神。
I believe, but I'm still afraid.
但我仍然都是怕的。
What it means is God's wisdom isn't real to you.
如果你咁讲嘅时候，即系话咧，神嗰个智慧喺你里边咧，唔系咁真实。
It's some concept. It's not real.
对你嚟讲，只不过系一个嘅观念，唔系真实嘅。
You see the difference between a Christian and just a religious moral person is worship. Is true worship.
一个基督徒同一个系喺宗教或者道德里面是好好的人有什么分别呢就是在他们的敬拜上面不同。
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to counseling. If you have these big problems, you know, if you can't forgive yourself, if you're despondent, if you're afraid, you should talk it over with some godly health professional, right?
如果你里边真系有一啲嘅恐惧，或者系有一啲嘅沮丧嘅时候，你冇错，你系需要揾一啲专业嘅人士嚟到有辅导。
But you also need to see the reality of true worship.
但系你亦都要去认识到就系一个真正嘅敬拜系乜嘢。
Because until you truly worship the living God, those things aren't going to go away.
因为除非你是真正的来去敬拜这个活的神如果不是这些东西不会去离开。
Because you're not alive to it. You're alive to other things. Other things are speaking into your life that you're alive to, not God.
因为呢在你的生命里面可能是其他的东西是在你生命里面来到去说话你是为其他的事来到去活着而不是神。
Of course there's a rational aspect to Christianity. Of course you've got to know and be engaged by gospel truths mentally.
没错当我们说是一个基督徒的时候我们信基督教我们是需要在理性上面我们都要去明白那个真理。
You and I need rationality. We need reasons to believe.
我们需要有一个的有一些理由原因我们来到去相信。
But you need more than that. More than rationality.
但你需要是比理性是更加要超越只是理性。
You need what these disciples experience. You need an awakening. You need to see the shining splendor of Jesus.
你要需要好似呢有门徒佢哋嗰个嘅经历佢哋去睇到神嗰个嘅荣耀。
Because they finally woke up. They're wide awake.
因为终于佢哋醒觉嚟。
Remember, Jesus was there with them before. They were asleep.
你看不看见耶稣开头都是和他们一起的他们睡着觉。
They finally woke up.
最终他们醒过来。
The things that used to scare them, they don't scare them anymore.
以前他们有一些东西是很害怕的他们现在不再
怕。The thing that discourages you doesn't discourage you anymore.
以前可能是叫你沮丧的事情现在不会再令你沮丧。
Because gospel truths have become real.
因为福音嗰个嘅真理，而家喺你里边系真真实实嘅。
They woke up, began to say, "If I have this faith, if I have this faith in the personal work of Jesus, if God's like this, then all these other temporal things, all these short-lived things, they're unreal."
因为如果我有呢个福音嘅真理喺我里边系真真实实嘅时候，其他嘅嗰啲嘢都系短暂嘅，对我嚟讲已经唔系一啲咩嘢。
Do you know what that word glory means?
荣耀是什么呢?
I know I've preached on glory before.
我以前都讲过荣耀这个。
It doesn't just mean luminosity, right?
荣耀不是只是说你见到有些光。
God matters. His weightiness matters. You realize that. You see the splendor. You see the beauty.
你看见神的荣美看见神的荣耀的时候你会发觉原来是真的很实在的。
You know, when you and I get bogged down in worry, you're giving the circumstances of life more weight, more substance than the wisdom of God. That's what's happening.
有时候我们很担心一些东西就是因为我们可能看我们的处境生命里面的东西是比神是更加的重。
And we're all susceptible with that, right? We all struggle in some way with that.
咁我哋咧好多时都系可能喺呢个事情里边去挣扎。
Right? You can do an inventory yourself. You can say, you know, when you're not generous with your time, when you're not generous with your money, You're afraid of something.
咁我哋可以其实咧去睇到我哋自己里边系点嘅。譬如好似当如果你喺你用你嘅时间啊或者金钱上边，你唔系能够可以去慷慨嘅时候，其实就系话你可能系惊紧一啲嘅嘢。
Maybe you don't think small group is for you. Maybe you don't think fellowship is for you.
或者咧你会谂下咧，小组啊或者团契对你嚟讲系冇乜意思嘅。
And so you don't get involved and you don't share during fellowship about your struggles with your faith and with life.
所以咧你就唔去参与啦，或者咧你唔会咧喺你嘅小组嘅团契里边咧嚟到去分享你嘅生命。
And you're very guarded.What you say and what you feel.
咁你咧讲啲咩话？你有啲咩感受咧？你都好维护自己嘅，唔会表达出嚟。
You're not considering, right? You're not considering what God is asking of you. The gospel's not real to you.
咁因为你咁做嘅时候咧，你系冇去考虑到神叫你所做嘅啲咩福音喺你生命里边，可能都唔系咁真实。
Because you're not stepping out in faith and faithful obedience to the Lord. He says to fellowship. He says to share.
咁因为你咧冇喺你嘅信心里边去踏出呢一步，譬如好似喺你嘅团契里边，你愿意嘅嚟到去分享你自己。
Again, the dynamic there is very obvious, right? You're giving more weight, more significance to what? Your culture, your security, your comfort, your family.
因为咧，你可能咧系你喺其他嘅事情上面，可能咧你会对于咧安全感啊、舒适啊、你嘅家庭啊，或者系你所喜欢嘅嘢嗰度咧，你会睇得更重一啲。多过其他。
And so it's very important then to understand what is true worship.
所以好重要嘅，让我哋去睇下就系咩叫系真正嘅敬拜。
It's seeing God's glory. It hits you. It overwhelms you.
呢个就系你睇见神嗰个嘅荣耀，好似咧剥中你咁样。
You wake up. Now there's now a newfound courage.
你咧醒过嚟，喺你里边有一个新嘅勇气。
There's poise. There's peace in your life.
在你里面有这个平静，有这个平安。
And what's happened? Because you realize this is real.
为什么会有这样的事情发生？因为你终于明白什么是真实的。
But that's why I've said many times before, being a Christian means you can hardly believe you're a Christian. Me? A Christian? It's a miracle.
所以当然你说是一个基督徒的时候，有时候你可能你很难相信，你说蛤，我是一个基督徒，是一个神迹。
You're astounded on why God would choose you.
你很诧异为什么神去拣选你。
Again, there's a difference. You can believe God is wise. You can believe God is love. You can believe God's holy, but without worship.It's not real to you.
你可以相信神是一个没有智慧的神，是有一个爱的神，是一个圣洁的神，但是呢，在你里面没有这个敬拜。
If the love of God was real to you, you'd have no trouble with self-pity.
如果你相信神是有智慧的时候，你不会在这里有自怜。
When you get rejected, and we get rejected a lot in the world, right? When you get rejected, you're not as that upset.
如果你被人哋拒绝咧，你都唔会咁好似好唔开心咁。
You can take criticism, right? Because God loves you, you know that.
如果神你知道神爱你嘅时候，你就人哋俾你有啲咩批评嘅时候咧，你都唔会咁介意。
Because God's given you the eyes to really see.To really see His splendor, to really see the gospel.
因为神俾你嗰个眼去睇见佢嗰个荣耀。
You see, again, don't get me wrong, reason is very important, rationality is very important, but you need worship. Worship is experiential.
没错，理性是很重要，你要去理解那些东西是很重要的，但是我们也需要的就是有这个敬拜，因为在敬拜里面我们才可以将个真理来到去闪耀出来。
Because the truth of God shines brightly into you.
因为那个在敬拜里面那个真理我们可以看到那个看到那个真理。
Now I'll just quickly say how does that happen? How does the glory of God come into your life?
那我们看看神的神的荣耀怎么可以去到你的生命里面呢？
And I can be quick with this because again I've mentioned these already.
First, 那我会很快，因为我都已经讲过。
By way of summary, be amazed. Be amazed at the greatness of GodAnd His salvation plan for you.
首先我们就要去诧异神那个对我们那个伟大，还有祂在我们里面那个救赎计划。
But being amazed doesn't just happen, right? You've got to work at it, right?
那 你唔系净系话啊咁样就可以系去诧异神嗰个嘅嗰、那个嘅工作。
Secondly, you see for yourself how Jesus himself redefined glory.
另外咧，你就要睇下咧，喺耶稣嗰度，佢点样嘅嚟到去睇荣耀。
In other words, you see what Jesus did, how he became weak for you.
喺呢度你可以睇见耶稣基督点样为我哋成为嗰个软弱嘅。
Again, that word departure is very important. That image of Exodus, you know, the lamb is slain and then the blood is covering the lintel of the doorway of the believers, right, in the Exodus.
当我们看那个出埃及那个时候，你就看见那个羔羊是被杀，然后他的血怎样的涂在门楣上面。
Sorry, again, in the Passover, and then the angel of death passes over the homes of the Israelites, right? Because the blood of the lamb is there over the home.
然后咧，即系话喺逾节嘅时候，神嗰个使者点样去经过呢一个门口嘅时候，去越过佢哋。
Death, God's holy wrath visiting upon Jesus for you。
佢喺呢度讲到，佢话神嗰个嘅怒气喺耶稣基督里边嚟到。
And now, as a Christian by faith, Jesus' blood and righteousness covers you, right? Just like it covered the lentil.
我们因为信耶稣基督的缘故的时候，耶稣基督的血来到去遮盖我们。
And when you see that's for you, you begin to worship, right?
那我在这里看的时候，你就看到我们开始的来到去敬拜神。
Because Jesus got the judgment of God, and you get the glory of God.
因为耶稣基督他就是去承受了神那个的审判，我们得到耶稣基督那个荣耀。
Here's a practical way to listen to him.You know, verse 35 said, listen to God.
在第35节那里，他给我们看到有一个，他就是说我们要去聆听。
Pick a gospel. I suggest Mark, because it's very pithy. But you could pick any of the gospels and read the gospels about Jesus.
那有一个很实际的做法，就是你可以去选一个福音书，譬如好像一个的福音书来去讲关于耶稣的，那然后看他的生命。
Maybe do this for the remaining 2 weeks of Lent.
那在来紧的两个礼拜里面，你去读这个的福音书。
Now, once you read about Jesus' life, you want to respond to God. So take the Psalms then. Next, take the Psalms and pray the Psalms instead of just using your own words.In response to God.
咁当你睇呢个福音书，去睇到耶稣基督嗰个生命嘅时候咧，然后咧你咧就用呢一个诗篇嚟到去回应，系用嗰个诗篇嚟到去做祈祷嚟到去回应，而唔系用你自己嘅言语嚟到去祈祷。
Now, briefly, how do you do that?
咁你点样嘅去做咧
？Well, if you just sort of seek God in a general way, you're not going to worship, right?
如果咧，我哋去寻求神，只系好用一个好普通嘅途径嚟到去嘅时候，你唔系真系有一个好敬拜。
Because as we learned in Sunday school today, you worship is about responding, right? The truth of God is given to you. You respond. You know, we respond by giving of ourselves to God.
咁我哋咧今日主学咧都讲过，当我哋去敬拜神系咩？就系我哋当我哋领受咗嗰个真理嘅时候咧，我哋去回应神。
Because we answer God.Listening, worshiping is answering God who has spoken to us.
因为敬拜就是什么？敬拜就是说当神跟我们讲说话的时候，我们去回应神。
And I suggest to you, take all the Psalms and respond to God. Read it back to him.
那我提议大家呢，就是用这个诗篇来到去回应神。
Now for some of you, initially, when you do that, it's not going to feel right.
那开头你开始做的时候，可能你会觉得好像不知道怎样做才是对。
But the reason why it's not going to feel right is because the Psalms are responding to the God who's really there.
点解有阵时我哋觉得好似唔系几啱嘅咧？咁就系因为我哋睇见喺诗篇里边，其实咧就系一个嘅回应神，佢系点样样，佢喺嗰佢喺嗰度。
See, often our prayers are too general.
好多时我哋祈祷咧都系好一般、好普遍、好普通。
Right? We say, God, you're holy.
我哋话神啊，你系圣洁，你系公义，
God, you're loving, you're
你系满有慈爱同埋怜悯，冇错，呢所有嘅嘢都系真嘅。
But the psalmist personalizes it.
但是呢我们当我们看诗篇的时候呢见到呢它是很个人化了它的。
And so the psalmist will teach you, God will teach you through the psalms how to personalize the responding to God.
呢当你去读这个诗篇的时候呢它就会教你怎样的来到好个人化的来到去回应神。
Because that's one way to understand what God said in verse 35 of our text. Listen to Jesus. Listen to him. It means you respond to the truth.
咁因为呢这个就是其中一个方法呢去话俾我哋听。譬如第三五节嗰句话我哋要去聆听佢去听神嘅话然后呢我哋点样嘅嚟到去回应。
Right, read the truth back to him. Respond to him.
我哋呢用呢个真理嘅嚟到去回应。
Slide 8, give you a quick example.
譬如我给一个例子
not today, but last Sunday, we looked at Psalm 1 in Sunday school.
譬如上个礼拜我们在主日学里面我们看到诗篇的第一篇。
Psalm 1, as you know, if you've learned, if you were there, is a preface, right? A preface to the Psalms.
那在诗篇的第一篇呢其实就好像是诗篇的一个前序这样。
But in that preface, it teaches us how we learn how to meditate on God's Word. Meditation is a bridge between study of God's Word, leading the prayer. In between is meditating.
那呢这个的诗篇呢是给我们看见呢就是在这个读神的话语和去祈祷中间那个的默想是怎样怎样默想神的话。
Pondering, meditating on God's word is cultivating your relationship with Him, right?
在这里讲到话如果我们去默想神的话语其实呢就是去培养我们跟神那个的关系。
And it leads to responding through prayer.
然后呢就去引领我们呢就是怎样用祷告来到 去回应神。
So in that Psalm, Psalm 1, worldviews contrary to God's word, you can't rely on. It's not an anchor in your time of need, in your time of desperation.
咁喺呢段嘅诗篇里面去俾我哋睇见呢就係话到世界嘅睇法同神嘅话语呢当我哋喺我哋需要嘅时间你会见到呢就係世界嘅睇法呢係站立唔到嘅。
But the psalmist in Psalm 1 teaches us that it's God's word. Right? He uses the resilience of a tree, representing that, God's word, the source of living water. The tree is planted by streams of living water, right? So it's never going to dry up. God's word is what you need.
在这段的经文里面给我们看到说神的话语呢就好像给一棵树它栽在这个溪水旁这样给它能够有这个活水的源头。
So when you recite Psalm 1 back to God, you're using it as a springboard to words to him, to respond to him in worship.
咁如果咧你系背呢一个诗篇嘅第一篇系一个嘅祷告咁样去回应神嘅时候，你系用神嘅话语嚟到去回应。
So here's a sample of that. You know, once I've read Psalm 1, digested it, read it back to God, then you can say right from Psalm 1, Lord, help me. Help me to meditate on your word to the point, like the psalmist is doing, to delight in you.
咁即係话呢当你读咗诗篇嘅 第一篇一次嘅时候然后你可以话俾神听帮助我嚟到去默想你嘅话语以至喺我心里面能够有呢一个嘅喜乐。
Lord, you know I'm lazy. You know I'm not mulling over the truth, so teach me, help me.
你知道在我里面能够是有这个懒惰 我不懂得怎样的来到 去明白这个真理去教导我。
Give me the drive until I'm delighted.
来到去给我有这个的动力直至到我是做到。
And then may I benefit from that. May it give me stability. May it give me contentment. Give it to me, Lord.
给我能够在当中有这个的稳固有这个的满足。
Because I need it, because these circumstances around me are killing me.
虽然好像在我四周围的环境好像要将我杀掉这样但是叫我在你里面有这个满足。
See, you're personalizing things. You're honest with the Lord. You're saying, I'm desperate need. How I need this. And the psalm frames that for you, right? Because it gives you the truths, the nuggets.
咁呢度睇见咧，诗篇咧就俾你嗰个嘅架构咧嚟到去点样嘅嚟到去做啦。能够你可以喺你嘅祈祷里边咧系好个人化。
I gotta end here. The second practical thing is obvious, and we learned this in school already, so I can be brief. Jesus takes not just Peter.Not just James, not just John. He takes them all up to the mountain.
第二点我们在这里可以看见的就是耶稣他不是只是带彼得或者只是带一个雅各或者是约翰一个人去到这个山上面。
Because worship is not an individual thing.
敬拜不是一个个人的事。
You process things together as the truth of God comes to you with your fellow brothers and sisters of the faith.
当神的真理临到你的时候，我们是一起的来到去去学习去经过的。
Because you're never going to know Jesus deeply unless you know other people who know Jesus deeply and have encountered him.
因为呢你不可以很深的很深深的来到去认识耶稣基督，除非呢亦都认识到呢其他有一些人他们亦都是深深的来到去认识耶稣。
That's true fellowship. That's what the Bible is referring to about fellowship.
这个就是圣经里面所讲到的那个团契。
You've got to be committed to this group.Who are seeking God too, and so you're sharing these trials and tribulations along the way.
你咧要系喺呢一个嘅团契嘅小组里边，大家嘅委身落去嚟到去分享。无论大家经历嘅系一啲咩嘅事情。
If you don't commit yourself to that, you'll never find him as he is. You conjure up some other God. You'll pick and choose the God you want to believe in. Pick and choose some truths, and then leave the rest.Behind.
咁如果你唔系喺呢一啲嘅小组里边嘅时候，好多时你咧可能咧你个所相信嘅咧就系拣你自己中意嘅嗰啲真理嚟到去信。
And the reason we don't hear a lot about this is verse 36. They were silent. They were awakened, and boy, when this all ended, they didn't say a word, right? Verse 36. They didn't say a word, right? They were silent.
咁好多时咧，点解我哋睇唔到咧？就系、第三十六节嗰句，好似讲，当呢啲事情声音住咗嘅停咗嘅时候咧，佢话到呢啲门徒不提所看见的事。
And just like Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 12, he was very hesitant, silent about talking this glory stuff. This is personal.
就好似保罗，佢喺哥林多前书，我亦都佢好少嘅讲到呢一个嘅荣耀。
But Paul and the disciples could say this.
但是保罗他可以说,
My friend,
我朋友,
there's glory on top of the mountain for you.
他说在这个山上面也都有一个荣耀是给你的。
Because God says, Come, this is my son, my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen.
他说因为这个是我所爱的儿子耶稣，你们要听他。
Father, I know there's a lot of mystery to this passage.
再来知道在这段经文里面可能有很多的奥秘。
But there's one thing that I think we can't miss, and that's the awakening, the spiritual awakening of the disciples.
但是有一样东西我们知道的，就是这些门徒他在他们属灵里面去醒觉起来。
And I know, O Lord, you know, when we talk about glory, the splendor, it is a lot of subjectivity there, and a lot of things we don't know.
所以当我们讲到荣耀的时候，可能在当中有很多很主观的东西我们不明白的。
But we do know it is available, and it's available for our good.
但神啊，我哋知道，喺当中，我哋有一啲嘅嘢，我哋得系为到我哋嘅好处嘅。
So Lord, whether it's speaking the Psalms back to you or getting committed to a small group to ponder the things of the gospel.
所以主啊，无论系我哋学习用诗篇嘅嚟到去回应神你，或者系我哋去参与一个嘅团契嘅小组嚟到去有呢个嘅生命嘅分享。
Father, may you lead us to the things we need so that you'll be very real to us.
神啊，去引领我哋去到我哋你要我哋去嘅地方，以致我哋能够经历到你嗰个嘅真实。
We thank you for your word where we can go again and again to it to ponder and to see for ourselves.
天父啊，多谢你嘅话语帮助我哋去思量。
And as we see your glory, may you.Be high and lifted up in our lives.
神啊，当我哋去睇见你嘅荣耀嘅时候，愿你嘅荣耀喺我哋嘅生命里边嚟到被高举。
I pray, Lord, that you would help us to know about this today.
神啊，帮助你今日嚟到去 明白认识。
And we say this for your glory and for the furtherance of your kingdom.
我哋系为到神你自己嘅荣耀同埋你嘅国度。
In the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。